All we have to do is simply believe it. Here's what I've learned, that while I am waiting for God, while I'm waiting for the promise of God, He knows my need. He's never let me down. I've accused Him of letting me down, but He hasn't. While I am waiting, God is working.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Love Never Fails radio program. We're currently airing Pastor Bill's series entitled The Good Book from the New Testament Epistle of Romans. Today's study concludes the message, The Promise is Sure. Let's join the study.
In my first pastorate, whenever we bought the building and me and a bunch of teenagers, we went in there and we completely redid this. We were doing concerts, but anyway, finally became a church or whatnot. And there we were, and the Lord told me to do this. I know He told me to do it, and there I am. And we were $10,000 short of having to pay all the bills before our first concert, which was going to be with Twilight of Paris. This was way back in the 80s. And so there I am, and Becky and I are at the kitchen table, and you know, we don't know what we're going to do. We've got everything booked, but we didn't have the $10,000. Could not pay the people, could not pay the carpet people. That's how close we were to finishing the building. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He says, you will have a check today. Oh, no, He didn't say check. I'm sorry. You'll have $10,000 today. I looked at my wife, and I said, honey, I said, the Lord just spoke to my heart. He said, we're going to have the $10,000 we need today. I thought she was going to commit me to the, you know. And I said, no, I'm telling you, I know the Lord spoke to me. And I know. And all day long I waited and I waited. About 5 o'clock that afternoon, the telephone rang and I picked it up and I said, no, just a minute. And I just gave it to Becky. Just gave it to her. I didn't know who it was. And anyway, she looked at me and she said, you have the check for $10,000. They're on their way to give it to you right now. That was the Lord. Listen, no. When God tells you something, and it is the Lord, not pizza. You understand? And when He really tells you, and you know it's the Lord, listen, you need to look for it to come. You need to say, it's coming, because God doesn't lie. He doesn't build you up to let you down. He loves you, amen? No, the Word of God, it is certain. And listen, you know, we can struggle a little bit in our faith, meaning, well, I don't know how you're going to pull it off, Lord. I mean, I need the carpet. I've got to pay all this. I don't have a dime. God says, it's not a problem for me. I mean, money's not a problem for God. Sickness is not a problem. Nothing is a problem for God. Amen? No, not at all. Listen, a double-minded man, he wasn't double-minded, but a double-minded man, the Bible says in James 1:8, is unstable in all his ways. You trust God on Sunday, but you don't trust Him on Monday. You trust God one day for the wisdom of God. You trust the next day, you trust the wisdom of the world, which is foolishness with God. We don't want to be double-minded. We don't want to waver going back and forth. We don't want to be weak in faith. We don't want to struggle with any of that nonsense. We want to believe God. And you know what faith does? Faith glorifies God. Right there, it says, was strengthened in faith or empowered in faith, giving what? Glory to God. Abraham's light was shining. And when it starts shining, God gets the glory. Listen, it's not about faith in your faith, having faith in your, that's no. It's about having faith in the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, knowing that you can trust the Lord, knowing that you can open your Bible and you have a need and say, Lord, there's a need, and this is what you said you could do with it. Lord, I believe you're going to do that, and I'm not even going to ask you how. I'm just going to believe it. You know, F.B. Meyer said this, what higher glory is there for man that he should believe in the faithfulness of God? Boy, the Bible says when we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. God is so good. Look at verse 21. And Abraham, being not partially convinced or persuaded, but fully convinced, there was no room, he had no doubt in his heart or mind that what God had promised, he was also able or mighty to perform. You know, what God promises in the Word of God, He's able to take care of. Amen? He's able. You know what? Don't ever exalt your problem or your circumstance above God's word. God says, I have taken my word and exalted it. The psalmist has written above my very name, God says. God's word is so precious. It's so true. It's so valuable. It's so perfect. The Bible tells us in Luke 1:37, it says, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. All we have to do is just believe him. You know what God says about his word in Isaiah 55:11? He says this, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God's word never fails. God's love never fails. The Bible tells us, you know, when we have a problem, whatever we're facing, it says in Ephesians 3:20 that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, above all that we can think, according to the power, meaning the Holy Spirit, who is working in our lives. Boy, God is not going to let us down. He's never, ever going to let us down. We'll let God down, but he will never let you down or me down. Look at verse 22. Therefore, based on everything we've done, therefore, by faith alone, it was accounted, there's that word again, imputed, deposited, credited to Abraham's account. It was accounted to him for what? He believed, just like we believed. And when we believe, whenever the believing sinner says, Jesus be the Lord of my life, he really means that, she really means that, a judicial decision in heaven takes place, and God declares the believing sinner not guilty, just as if he had never sinned. And into our account, thank God, is transferred the spotless, perfect, sinless record of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? That's what it means there by that righteousness. Now, and he did all this again, remember, by simply believing. Now, listen carefully. The promises of God, they are certain, they are sure, okay? I mean, loved one, Abraham, by faith, he did something. He waited. He waited for 25 years. Waiting is the posture of faith, meaning to wait on God, okay? Say that with me. Waiting is the posture of faith. You believe what God says, now you're waiting for it to actually manifest itself in your lives, okay? That's what it means. So Abraham, he's there waiting. Now, question, are the promises of God worth waiting on? Yes. Another question, are the promises of God yes and no? They're not yes and no, are they? No. The promises of God, listen to what it says. The Word of God says, I'm going to prove it to you. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him, meaning in Christ, are yes. And again, I say amen. Jesus is God's eternal yes. Every promise of God is a yes. All we have to do is simply believe it. Here's what I've learned, that while I am waiting for God, while I'm waiting for the promise of God, he knows my need. He's never let me down. I've accused him of letting me down, but he hasn't. While I am waiting, God is working. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. Listen, God's promises are unchangeable. You see, the Bible says in Malachi 3:6, he says, I am the Lord God, I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, or we could add the church too, are not consumed. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never changes. God never changes. God's word never changes. Amen? No, Jesus said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my words will never pass away. They're certain, they're sure. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, this is a promise from God. He who began a good work in you, what does it say he'll do? He'll complete it. He'll finish it until the very day of Christ. I believe that. I believe. So, well, I'm in a mess right now. Get prepared to get out of your mess. He knows how to get you out of your mess. He knows how to get you out of your sin. He knows how to get you out of your addiction. If I pray that's not happening. Do you understand me? God's word is certain. And when he says something to the believer, his son or his daughter, in his word, it's going to come to pass. There really is a heaven. There really is a hell. God's word is really true, loved one. We have to wait on God. Wait on the promises of God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. Here it is. And in his word, in his promises, do I hope. Now listen. Salvation, this chapter that we're in, salvation is either by grace or by law. It's either by grace or it's by human merit. It's either by law or the promise. You see, it can't be by both. I'm going to ask you a question. The law of Moses, can it be broken? Yes. Thou shalt not steal. You know, did you take a pencil this week from your office place? It's a joke, okay? Thou shalt not steal, okay? Well, if you've stolen, you've broken the law. But here's the thing. Now listen carefully. The promises of God, the sure, certain promises of God cannot ever be broken. Ever. They can never, ever be broken. Listen, that gives me such incredible assurance in my heart, knowing that I can go to someone who's never broken a promise. Never broken a promise. I can go to him, and even if I messed up or I got in trouble or I've sinned and fallen short of the glory, whatever it might be, I can go to him and say, Lord, I've sinned. And he says, okay, you've confessed your sin. The blood of Jesus Christ now cleanses you from all sin. You mean you've forgiven me? I've forgiven you. You mean you've really washed it away? It's washed away. You mean you're not going to remember? I'm not going to remember it anymore. Loved one, listen to me. God never lies. The promises that he makes, he'll never, ever let man, those who love him and are called according to his purpose, he'll never let us down. It may feel like it. Circumstances may even try to indicate that it is happening. But loved one, I'm telling you that it's not happening at all. And I want to prove it to you. I want you to turn in your Bible with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. And I want you to look at something with me about the Lord here in Abraham in verse 11. Hebrews 6, verse 11. It says, and we desire, Hebrews 6, 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the very end. Here it is, that you do not become sluggish or literally lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience, now that's that waiting on God, inherit what? The promises that God has made unto us. Now he gives us an example. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater. In other words, there's no one greater than God. Look what God did. He swore by himself. He swore by himself to keep this promise. And look at the promise. He said, surely blessing Abraham, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. And I looked at that and it hit me. I said, God just made a promise to a man. Did you catch that? He made a promise to a man. Are we men and women? God has made promises to you and to me, just like he did to Abraham here. Listen, he goes on, he said, and so after Abraham, here comes again, patiently endured. In other words, he waited on the promise of God. It says patiently endured. He obtained the promise, and that promise, of course, was Isaac, his child. For men indeed swear by the greater, meaning greater than themselves, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Now, if you were selected to go to a jury duty and you were chosen to be on the jury, remember what they do? They swear you in and all the rest of them. You said, if you're going to be a witness or whatnot, do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you have your hand on the Bible? Amen? You've just been sworn in. You've just been taken under oath. Is that correct? Is your oath that you just made binding? You perjured yourself and you know, would you get in trouble? Boy, you better believe it. Now listen, their oath was binding, what they were saying there. How much more does God, when he makes a promise, end every dispute? Now watch this. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise. That's us, the heirs of promise, the spiritual heirs of Abraham. He's the father of us all, meaning the father of faith on how to believe, how to be saved. He says, more abundantly to the heirs of promise, here it comes, the immutability, meaning the unchangeable, that word means unchangeableness, by the way, of his counsel, look what, confirmed it how? By an oath, God did. Now listen, that word confirmed is only found in the New Testament right here. And you know what that word means? It means a divine guarantee by Almighty God. Let's go on to verse 18. That by these two immutable or unchangeable things, in which it is impossible, for God to lie, we might have what? Strong consolation, or literally, that we might be incredibly, greatly encouraged who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. Meaning we fled to Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Now, church, listen to me. Two unchangeable things, God's promise and God's oath. I look at that and I say, oh, Lord, that's unbelievable. You know, because you see, God loves us so much. He's dipping down, if you will, to mankind's level, you know, and he's saying, really, his promise should be enough, don't you think? But you know what he does? He gives us a double assurance, that his word is true. He backs it up. You know what God just did in this word? He pledged himself. He says, I am pledging myself with this promise and with this oath. He took an oath in front of Abraham. He made a promise to Abraham, and now he's doing the same thing to you and the same thing to me. Listen, whenever God, our Father in heaven, my Father, I don't know if he ever made me a promise, but if he did, I know he didn't keep it, okay? But my Father in heaven has never let me down. He has never broken a promise to me, never. Listen, you say, well, Bill, why is that? Well, because when God makes a promise, he must keep it. He must keep it. Why? Look what it says. It's impossible for God to lie. He can't lie. He's never lied. And I say, Lord, you mean all of your word? It's all true, Bill. You mean Noah, there was really an ark. You know, I was just, this is amazing. This week, I'm going to get off track, you know, but I had to fly to Florida on personal business this month, and while I was there, I went to this hospital, incredible hospital, huge, unbelievable. Man, this is one of the biggest hospitals I think I've ever seen. And the person said, do you want me to tell you about the hospital? I said, okay. He said, you know, he took me way out in the car, and where I'm really getting a panoramic view of it, he said, does it resemble anything? That's when you want to hit these guys, you know what I mean? I said, I don't know. It looks like a hospital. What's it supposed to resemble? And he said, you're looking at the exact dimensions, width, height, and length of Noah's Ark. And I went, that, and I, then it came to me. I have a picture of it on my iPhone, you know, in case you thought I was going to tell the story. No, listen, what I'm saying, God's word is true. It's all true. It's certain. It's guaranteed. Why? God can't lie. Now listen, that means all that God has promised to you, it's true. It's all true. But the promises of God have absolutely no value to the believer if you don't believe them. Because you're going to believe something else if you don't believe the promises of God. God says, I've taken an oath. I've pledged myself. I've did a double assurance. Man, listen, I'll never back out on what I say. I'll never alter it. I'll never change it. My word is unchangeable. Listen, that's what you call security. That's what you call, Lord, I know you'll never let me down. And look what it says there. Look at this promise that we have, that we lay hold to set before us. It says in verse 19, and this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. That's talking about our salvation. Our Lord is both what? Certain, cannot be broken, guaranteed, sure and steadfast. Whoever believes, whoever steps on a promise of God, it'll support you, it'll keep you, on which enters the presence behind the veil, which is speaking, of course, of our Lord. Now listen, what does an anchor do? If you have an anchor on the ship, if you want to stop for a little bit, do you let the anchor down? Okay, so the anchor secures you, but the anchor does something else. The anchor prevents you from drifting. The anchor of our soul, the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus our Lord. Listen, he has a hold of us, and he is both steadfast and it is sure. Verse 20, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, with all that being said, Jesus has gone to prepare a way for us. He's already there. Amen? Now, look back at Romans 4:23, and let's wrap this up quickly. And now it was not written for Abraham's sake alone that it was imputed to him, meaning that righteousness, okay, salvation by faith alone, but also for us here this morning. It shall be imputed to us, how? By works? No. By law? No. Here it is. It'll be imputed to us how? Who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. You know, that's it. Salvation is by faith alone. Simply believing. Abraham is the model for all of those people who believe. Man has no assurance. Our security, listen, we're going to get in trouble. We have to turn away from the source of man and turn only to God's grace. And then when we do that, we're imputed that spotless, perfect, sinless record from Jesus. Now look at verse 25. Who was delivered up because of our offenses, was raised because of our justification. In other words, raised to provide justification, that right standing with God. Justification, that legal act, if you will. Let me read what the Amplified Version talks about. When it says justification, it uses the word acquittal. It says, making our account balance and absolving us from all guilt before God. All guilt. We're no longer guilty in God's eyes because we're in the Savior. We're in Jesus Christ. Barnhouse, a great expositor of God's word, said this. He says, I deserved hell. Jesus took my hell, and there's nothing left for me but heaven. Praise God for that. Now listen, as I close, I want you to get this into your heart. The law, human merit, or whatever, can't save a person. It can't save a person. And the reason that it cannot save a person is because the law, any law, can never change a person's heart. It can't change any human nature. I mean, we pass laws in Texas. It's against the law to murder someone. Amen? But people are murdered every day. Laws don't stop people from murdering. Why? It's in their heart. Or how about, is it against the law to break in and steal, rob your home? Of course it is. But do people do that? They do that all the time. Listen, my gosh, think about your home. I could go to some of your homes and outside you'd have a sign, this house is alarmed. You know what I mean? ADT or whoever you use. And then there would be maybe a steel gate on your front door and then the video cam pointing down here. And you've got those lights all around your house that come on at night. A little bird or a squirrel or a worm could crawl over your concrete and your whole house lights up. You know what I mean? You've got 15 locks on your door and you've got four or five handguns on your dresser. Why? Because people break the law. Why? Because you pass laws, but it can't change a person's heart. No. Listen, a new heart, a new creation, a new beginning only happens one way. Salvation is by faith and by faith alone. The Word of God says this in Romans 10:9. You know it by heart. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus be my Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, God says, you'll be saved. That's it. That's a promise. That's it. That's how hard it is to be saved. You mean, I just have to believe with my heart? That's it, man. Confess with my mouth? Yeah, you have to really believe it, though. It's not like, well, I think so. No, you know there's a God. He's touched you. The Holy Spirit hits you in the heart. No, and God says in his word, he says, for with the heart, not works, not law, not church membership, not baptism. No, for with the heart, one believes to righteousness, meaning that perfect right standing in the presence of God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's it. That's the only way to be saved. There is no other way. Let me read one more thing before I go. I'm only going to keep you another hour. This is important. This a great expositor. His name is Newell. Let me read what he said about justification. He said, justification or being declared righteous is the reckoning by God to a believing sinner of the whole value of the infinite work of Christ on the cross and further, his connecting this believing sinner with the risen Christ in glory, giving him the same acceptance before himself as has Christ, so that the believer is now the righteousness of God in him, or meaning in Christ Jesus. Loved one, listen, the promises of God are certain. They are sure. They are completely unchangeable. God has never and will never break one promise to you.
Thanks everyone for beginning your week with us. Now, there's many more messages to come from this series in Romans, and we do hope you'll tune in every day and benefit from this teaching in God's Word. Amen? So, until next time, may the Lord bless you all, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.